What are some of the specific challenges that a Cam Newton will present?
I mean, the obvious one is dual threat. You know, they like to keep the ball in his hands in certain situations, and that makes him more so dangerous because you have to account for him because he's a real good player.
When a guy like that can extend plays, how much stress can it put on the defense? I mean, this defense has been one of the few that's been able to get him on the ground, you know, often, but how much stress does it put on the defense?
I mean, you obviously have to have a plan for him, you know, because once he escapes the pocket and once he extends downs, he's a problem, you know, and that causes guys to have to cover longer, you know, and plaster and things like that. So you definitely have to come in the game every week when you face a guy like him with a plan.
Defensively, you guys seem to be coming along well the second half against Arizona, the entire game pretty much against Tampa Bay. Do you feel like this defense is getting into a bit of a groove?
I just think we're keeping it simple and we're executing, you know, and that's what it takes to have a successful defense out here. You know, our plan we just mastered throughout the week, you know, and just hope to execute it every Sunday.
Is this somewhat a byproduct of, you know, everybody was saying the defense was going to be simplified? Is this somewhat a byproduct of that?
I think so. And I think it's just guys being prepared, you know, so we can play faster. Our whole deal coming into the season was let's just make sure we cross, you know, every T and dot every I so we can just go out there and play fast.
Now, obviously, it's important to win every game, but this being a division game on the road, 0-2, how much more so is it important to get one here?
I think every week, man, it has the same value. You know, obviously, we know where we are right now, and we need a win, you know, but I don't think we changed a lot. We just got to go out there and find a way.